7 after the hour. It's Friday, the 12th of October. I'm Doug Steffen along with Jennifer Horn with today's take on the news from our perspective, starting actually with the I'm following some things on Facebook.
You are?
Yes, wow. I am. Mm-hmm. And you can update your Facebook report for us as well, Facebook and Twitter, the social media. I'm looking at what's trending. And as I slipped into usual stuff that sucks you in, because I think, excuse me, I just had one of those, excuse me, those falafel chips from yesterday.
You took some falafel chips home with you?
I did, as a matter of fact. Jennifer and I were at the New Media Seminar here in Los Angeles yesterday all day.
And they have falafel chips, which were not bad. I shared some with our producer, Bob Kay.
Yes, they are very good.
I had three, and he had the bag.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all. So I'm looking at the trending topics here, and then I go aside to see some of the notes that have been sent to me on Facebook. One of them is from my niece, Amanda Cullen, who is somebody I'm extraordinarily proud of. She's a wonderful human being, and I love her dearly. She writes, I was behind a man on his motorcycle this morning when a car pulled out of a side street and hit him. Me and another woman were the only two to stop and run to his aid. Other drivers honking and angry, they couldn't get by. Thankfully, the man on the bike was okay. What's wrong with people that you can't spare time out of your day to help somebody? I was and still am thoroughly disgusted with people. And then there's a thread of comments, 30 or so comments about people and pathetic they are and how it is that you, what is it with people? I guess that's my question. How is it that we've bred, and that's really kind of what we've done here, I think, in our country, we've bred this group of people that don't give a damn about anything but themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see story after story after story after story like this, and we all come up, or we seem to come up with the same conclusion. You shake your heads and wonder, you walk away and think, are these people really human or are they just
robots? It makes
robots
you wonder if people stop because, or people don't stop because they're trying to, maybe they're in trouble for something and they don't want to get in trouble themselves again. Or are they really, I mean, I almost would rather believe that than the fact that they just hit someone and don't care and move on.
Well, it's a lousy state of affairs.
It is.
Yeah. Okay, Whitney Houston's daughter, according to the story at DougSteffen.com today, Jennifer, has shocked people in the family because she's engaged to her adopted brother.
The brother. Right.
How weird is this? And how
that's
much
been
of a-
something that came out right after Whitney's funeral, that she was hanging out with this guy.
How old is
and,
he?
20-ish, I would like to say.
I thought she was 18 when Whitney died.
Maybe.
Yes.
But young, and this guy was there to fill the void, and now they're engaged, and I mean, they're not related by blood, but still, there's this thing about growing up together. It's just, it's kind of weird.
It is. It's more than weird. I'm imagining there's some comment on this. You'll pardon me if...
Are you still eating falafel chips?
No, I'm actually following some of the threads on Facebook from some of the people that I follow with regular. And I don't usually talk about them on the air because I'm not usually onto Facebook while I'm on the air. But it happens this morning that I am. I'm going back and forth on the Ryan and Biden debate. Does it matter? 800-510-8255. Did they do a good job, both of them? Was Biden off balance, as one of the analysts said? Was he acting strangely? Was he deferential? Did it make a difference whether you listened to it on the radio or you watched it on television?
It always does. Although, watching on TV, I thought they both looked evenly lit, where in the last debate, I thought Mitt Romney had better lighting. He looked better. But I thought both looked pretty good. Did you watch it yesterday?
I actually, Megan and I went, as you know, to dinner around the corner from where we'd had our day-long seminar. And it was up on the screen, and I couldn't really hear well. I listened in the car on the way back to the house, so I got more of a perspective. But as I read some of the things last night and again this morning about what people were saying regarding what Joe Biden said, how he said it, Ryan, et cetera, I did get a different feel by looking at what I saw then in the restaurant without hearing the words, then listening in the car without seeing the faces, and then going through some of the video this morning of it, I think that Joe Biden came across as kind of, he was...
snarky.
Yeah, I guess maybe that's
my favorite word.
He was disrespectful in his look. Now, at the end of the day, depending on your point of view, I think I would have liked to have been with your mother, frankly, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. The last comments about abortion and religion were very disturbing for me. And that's because I think that the government has no right, no interest, no play in what women do with their bodies. I am not in favor of abortion, but it's none of my business, nor is it any of yours, nor is it any of anybody else's, what people decide to do with their own life and their own body. And regardless of whether it's the old business of conception at birth, and life at conception, they were both asked by, and this is a pithy question, if I think Joe Biden handled it very well and said what most people want. The less said about this, the better. And for Ryan to go off as he did, I think hurt them. And I think somebody should have coached him to just say as little as possible and move on. Because it just doesn't play well, especially with women, in a week where you made 14-15% point gains with women. To go off on that was just not politically smart, nor was it astute in terms of your own situation. And he came across sounding like almost an immature kid to me. He's 40, what is he, 41, 42? How old is Ryan?
42.
All right. He told a story about his own family, which is okay. Telling stories about yourself makes you more believable and credible with the audience. But in this circumstance, to go off on that thing, just shut up already.
See, I didn't get to see the last part. I actually only got to see about 20 minutes, and I'm already a decided voter, and I make it no secret. I'll be voting for Romney.
Yeah.
But I did think that Joe Biden performed better in the part that I did see. I taped it all, so I'll watch it tonight, but I did, in the half hour that I was able to see live, I thought Biden performed pretty well. He did look snarky, though, and he did look a little more arrogant. But I don't know. I mean, maybe Paul Ryan...
He is arrogant because he's been there too long. He's part of the problem. At any rate, did this, in your mind, become strike two? One of my Facebook friends said, Ryan wins strike two.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I heard this one was much closer than the last, than that between Romney. I think it could have gone to either one. I think it was 50-50 in a poll, actually.
Some people thought that Joe Biden addressing Congressman Ryan as Paul was disrespectful. I don't think that's true. The two of them know each other. I don't think it was disrespectful. I think, in fact, Joe Biden actually
likes... Yeah, Stephen and I do that to each other all the time.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. 800-510-8255. Anyway, so whether this makes a difference or not, it remains to be seen. I'm not sure there'll be a bump up or not.
The interesting thing on Twitter is that the only thing trending left over at this moment, Ryan is still trending.
Really?
Yeah.
Left over in what respect?
Well, usually things trend when it's live and going on. So I would expect Ryan and Biden to be trending last night during the debate. But this morning, Ryan is still trending.
Really? I'm looking at Leslie Marshall, who's the radio host.
Mm-hmm.
She's from the left, so she's going to say, she said, I thought VP Biden kicked butt tonight. Yay! I don't see that at all. Somebody else who agrees with her said, yep, Biden kicked his butt. Shot down all of Ryan's lies while outlining many successes of the Obama administration. That's very thin ice to be on, I think. At any rate, there's a lot of great discussion back and forth there on Facebook that I find pretty interesting. We have a lot of discussion going on here about the issues of the day. Jennifer and Doug with our take on the day's news. If you are feeling a great sense of pride and respect for men and women who have served you and served our country, maybe there's something you can do to help. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides a lot of good services and programs for veterans, no matter whether they got the Purple Heart or not. Some of the programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, education, job training, medical care. Also, they assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. So if you've got something around the house, like a boat, a car, something you don't need any longer, donate this vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation. They'll provide you with a tax-deductible certificate. Every penny, whatever the value is of this thing, 100% completely deductible. So if you'd like more information on how you can help this agency, which helps our veterans, the Purple Heart Service Foundation, call them at 877-743-1631. Will you do that? Here's the number again, 877-743-1631. Remember, you can donate cash, you can put on a credit card, give them something of value, whatever, but help them out. The Purple Heart Service Foundation, 877-743-1631.
Double your options during Macy's Men's Wardrobe Sale with buy one, get one free savings. Dress shirts and ties from Sean John, Tommy Hilfiger, Kenneth Cole Reaction, and more. Buy one, get one free. Designer suits from Lauren, Kenneth Cole New York, and Alfani. Buy one, get one free. Get fall's best looks at buy one, get one free savings right now at Macy's Men's Wardrobe Sale. Free item details in store.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you died tomorrow, would your family have enough to pay the bills? Or could they lose their house, savings, and dreams of a good education? You don't have to put them through that. Getting term life insurance to provide for your family is fast, easy, and amazingly affordable. A five-minute call to AIG Direct could save you up to 70%. Just listen to this. Less than $17 a month gets you a $250,000 policy. Now is a great time to get term life because some prices have dropped to their lowest rates ever. And AIG Direct has partnered with American General Life to bring you their lowest rates on term life insurance. Find out how incredibly affordable term life is through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes just a few minutes, and through AIG Direct, you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-530-5994. That's 1-800-530-5994. 1-800-530-5994.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
It's here, the most wanted fall sale at Old Navy. Half-zip performance fleece is just $12 for adults, $9 for kids, and famous graphic tees just $7.
Hooray!
What more could you possibly want?
I've always wanted a red dress with a built-in jetpack. Thank you!
Now through Sunday, half-zip performance fleece and famous graphic tees are at most wanted prices only at Old Navy's most wanted fall sale. Plus, it's super cash time. It pays to look good. Old Navy, come fun, come all.
Valid October 11th through 14th. See store for details.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com. Toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
We're taping before it's over. There was a lot of anticipation for tonight's vice presidential debate, and Joe Biden took 6 days off to prepare for it. You know, President Obama took just 2 days off. Well, three if you count the actual debate. He was off for 3 days. Not looking good for Lance. I wanted to believe.
Yeah.
You know, we had him on the show, but... Well, the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency has released more than a 1,000-page report saying that, beyond any doubt, Lance Armstrong and the U.S. Postal Service team, that's who he wrote for, U.S. Postal Service team, used performance-enhancing drugs. They said they first became suspicious when they saw something sponsored by the post office going very fast.
That's cute.
That's very good. Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen, our take on the News 24 and change after the hour. From a couple of the television shows yesterday, discussions focusing on Lindsay Lohan and what she did or didn't do with her mother and how it all has shaken out. Here first, Wendy Williams plays audio Jennifer from TMZ of Lohan calling her father from her car. Mm-hmm. The mother is in the car after Lindsay gets her mother...
How did this stuff get released?
I don't know. Let's listen.
Ugh.
According to TMZ, during this limo ride to Dina's house, Lindsay frantically called her father, Michael, for help, of all people. Her equally messy father. We have the shocking audio tape from TMZ. Just listen closely. Hit it.
You had to do everything for everyone. You gave mom $40,000? When did you give it to her? She's full of s***. She's lying to you, Lindsay. She's lying. Mom's in the car with you?
Yes, she's in the car with me.
Well, she's kidnapping you. Where are you?
You want to see this stuff? You teach me.
She's horrible, Lindsay.
Did you hear that at the end? Dina, her mother, said, "That's right, you're dead to me." So now, again, it's pretty bad when Michael is the savior because, you know, Michael, you've been through your bouts with all kinds of drama, too, with your daughter and the law and stuff. But Michael, her father, called the police who showed up at Dina's house. Out in Long Island. Lindsay has now filed domestic violence complaint against her mother, but there are no charges expected. Then several hours after this whole thing happened, Lindsay and her mother hugged it out, and Dina shouted, "I love you."
My God. All right, as if that wasn't enough, listen to this excerpt from The View yesterday, where the ladies talk about the same call.
I mean, I don't know what's worse, the fight with her mother or that her father that she turned to is selling the tape. Wow, Lindsay, I feel for you.
She's the saddest person in the entire family.
Oh, my God.
But here's what I don't understand. Here's what I can't get. All right, she moves to New York.
Yeah.
A couple of rules. Why are you driving in New York? That was her... a couple weeks
That's
ago.
True.
Why are you picking people up in clubs?
Why are you clubbing with your mother?
Then, it didn't work out. You pick up a guy in a club, he turned on you, so you figure a club with her mom for safety, she turns on you too.
Dina does not understand. She is not the famous one. You are not the kid, Dina. You are not the kid. Your daughter has supported you and Michael for as long as she has, for years. Back off this girl. Let her get
some. What about her dad?
It does make you feel sorry for her a little bit, doesn't it?
Lindsay Lohan?
Yeah, she's
well,
got, believe me.
I can understand why she's as screwed up as she is at all. What's the old expression? Apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Yeah, you I mean, having these two, I mean, they're piranhas. Her parents are piranhas.
They suck the blood out of each other and out of her. And so, yeah, I mean, I'm not a fan of Lindsay Lohan. She doesn't speak
to me. No, and at some point when you're an adult, you have to get it together no matter what your circumstances, but...
It just under the circumstances, that's the reference here. Under the circumstances, she looks good in comparison to those other two. And what does that tell you about the whole reality of that situation and people paying attention to it? 28 past the hour.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Believe it or not, it's time to start planning your holiday travel. Now, normally you should book your tickets 45 days before your planned departure, but this Christmas, you may need to book 60 to 75 days out, which is right about now. You have to think like a contrarian and think alternate airports, creative routes, and most important, talk to a human being. What if you can't score a great holiday deal? Think about going when everybody else isn't. Booking sites like HipMonk analyzed its data and found that you'll save the most by traveling well before Thanksgiving, as in early November. But here's what you didn't know. Once you get into mid-November, those rates can jump as much as 700%. And there's always the dead weeks of travel. The week after Thanksgiving and the week after New Year's. That's when no one travels. You have to think like a contrarian and think alternate airports, creative routes, and most important, talk to a human being. The myth out there is that all the available inventory is on the web. It's not. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. Right now, when you come to Advance, you can enter to win free do-it-yourself Valvoline oil changes for the life of your current vehicle. Free oil changes for the life of your car? One word, oil-diculous. Advance Auto Parts, service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details. No purchase necessary for sweepstakes. Visit AdvanceAutoParts.com/Valvoline for program rules and to enter.
You can buy the same Whirlpool washer at the big home improvement store, or you can get it at Rent-A-Center. So, what's the difference?
Credit card account.
Yeah, I think there's a mistake on my bill. It's much bigger this month.
Yeah, that's not a mistake. That's interest.
The credit card bill from the home improvement store keeps growing the longer you take to pay.
Well, how do I figure out the total cost?
Oh, do you have a graphing calculator?
With the Rack Flex plan, the total price you see is the total price you pay, with no surprises. Rent-A-Center. Be flexible with your money. See store for details.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you'd rather rebuild roads, schools, bridges, and hospitals here at home instead of building them for others halfway around the world, you're a libertarian. If you think Washington should stay out of the bedrooms and the corporate boardrooms of America, you're a libertarian. If you'd rather die than give another vote to the bloated, constitution-trampling, overtaxing, and overspending members of both failed political parties, if you think your body, your love life, and your private business are no business of the federal government, if you think the founding fathers knew more about freedom than the people forcing the Patriot Act and the NDAA on us, hate to break it to you, you're not Democrat or Republican, you are libertarian. This year, you don't have to be a libertarian to vote libertarian. We're not a party. We're the people.
My name is Gary Johnson, and I approve this message. Be libertarian with me for one election. Live free.
Paid for by GaryJohnson2012.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure. denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Nothing wrong with having a little dance, Jennifer Horn. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer and I are here with our take on the news today. I'm still into the presidential or vice presidential debate and what people are saying about it. That's all over the place, all over Twitter and Facebook and all over the news sites. And basically, Martha Bradley, I know her as Martha Bradley, used to be a news person in Boston and I think in Washington as well. She was... The moderator, her name now is Raddatz. She married a guy, I think, from Megan told me, from NPR. Anyway, she did a good job of pressing them on some of the issues. I didn't think there was a lot of disrespect, but what there was for disrespect was on Joe Biden's side. I felt that way. So anyway, anybody got any strong feelings? Ryan saying, I know you're under duress to make up for lost ground.
I heard that.
All right, so here's an aspect to this that really is troubling, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
I've been saying, sort of not characteristically, that Jennifer usually stays on top of both Facebook and Twitter. I'm on my Facebook page looking at some of the things that are coming from some of my friends. And it's a story from a radio host who's in Central Virginia who's posted a video on his website of Romney signs defaced with excrement in Virginia.
Weird. Interesting.
It kind of comes from
like
the same
excrement,
place.
Excrement?
Yeah. Excrement, like beer, human? Like bear in the woods stuff. I don't know, I guess.
Well, because I've seen a picture floating around that's become viral of a dog tinkling on a Romney sign.
No, that's not what this is. Okay. Although, yeah, I've seen that. You see those things everywhere. I see one of the people, guy named Jan, who says, I've had my car vandalized because of Romney bumper stickers. I've had poop splattered on my car. Let's see here. There's a video on our website, Steve says, of this thing. It's referred to by the police as domestic terrorism. Really? And then the Stacey Dash thing is all over Twitter. And that's something, I think that's maybe the most significant thing. Is this about a week old? When did this actually first take place? Do you remember, Jennifer, when Stacey Dash, the actress, was attacked with all these negative tweets after voicing her support for
Romney? It was Monday, I think.
Monday of this week?
Yeah, it was this week, for sure.
So what does that tell you about some people? It maybe goes back to what we were saying before when my niece stopped to help the guy who got run over by the car. Nobody else stopped. They just blew their horns and they wanted to move along. And the thing that I'd want to know frankly, to put the two of them together? When you see something like that and there's a bumper sticker on a car, whose name do you expect to see on a bumper sticker? Isn't that
that hits you and drives away?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, not to put too fine a point on it. Yeah. What kind of a person? Would that person be an Obama supporter?
Well, I can't.
Or a
play,
Romney supporter?
I can't play this game because in California, it's very hard to find a Romney sticker. So I guess I can't play.
You got to pick out of Megan's car.
Yeah, Doug's daughter pulled up to pick him up after this big talkers conference, and there was a huge O on the back of her car.
Yeah, she has her Obama sticker on the back of it, and she and I have that conversation.
On the paint, mind you.
Yeah. But you know what? That's magnetic. It comes off.
I know, but it's funny to pretend it's on the paint.
Yeah, yeah. Well, but she and I have our discussions, and she knows exactly where I am and why I am where I am, and she has her point of view. And this is the kind of stuff that makes it great. You and your mother don't agree on anything politically, but you love your mother to the end of the world. Why?
I do. I don't think she loves me so much, though. I called her just to say hi, and it happened to be at the end of the debate. And she goes, I can't talk to you. They're doing closing statements. And she hung up on me. Like, really? Your child from your loins? I haven't talked to you all day, and you're hanging up on me?
Yeah, pretty funny. Actually, but passion is good as long as it's not misdirected. I think sometimes it is. Here's something that's kind of interesting that I did see on one of the blogs. Out here in California, as Jennifer and I are, I'm here for a couple of days, and one of the things I wanted to do is see the movement of the shuttle from LAX to over to the Science Center, which is about 12 miles, I think. And they've cut down 400 trees to get this thing down the road.
Well, they cut them down, too, just for the flyovers. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I did hear about that. Megan was telling me. Megan was so thrilled because she loves, she shares this excitement with me, and she loves to talk about it. The thing about the shuttle and things that Americans have, you know, if I ask her, well, why did Obama cut the budget? There's no answer to that. But at any rate, the feeling that she has about the shuttle, and I think a lot of it is that I brought she and Brendan to a shuttle launch. Mm-hmm. And it was really one of the highlights of their youth, I think. Megan, as the plane flew over Los Angeles, and again, these things, when they were flying all around the country with a 747 and the space shuttle on top of it, flying at 1,500 feet, it's right over many places as it went around, and everybody felt wonderfully good about it. It was a great example of how to bring people together in our country, yep. I think. And so anyway, they're moving it today and tomorrow. So
did you get the map I sent you? There's a whole layout of how you can follow
it. I've got hundreds of emails I haven't looked at the last couple of days. Andy Ludlam, who runs the station we're on in Los Angeles, KFWB, said that he thinks I ought to try to see it tomorrow because today it'll be very difficult to get around. And traffic's been weird here in L.A. It was really a mess yesterday or last night. 2.5 hours to move about an hour on one
That's
of the
because
freeways.
There's this stuff that was falling from the sky. I think you people
rain.
On the East Coast call it rain.
Right. The people here don't know how to drive in the rain.
No. We just kind of panic and
skid. Right.
It's odd.
Okay. So the president who has opposed same-sex marriage but is said to be evolving on the issue is he's trying to maybe he's evolving because there was a big fundraiser at the home of a lesbian couple who were in the Chicago newspapers when they got together, described as the wedding of the season, their wedding, collected $1.4 million for his reelection campaign. A group of about 40 gay and lesbian supporters at the home of these folks. And, I mean, you look at this sort of thing and you just say to yourself, how hypocritical is all of this? And how hypocritical is politics in general?
Yeah,
and
actually,
how much of a factor is money in all of this stuff?
You know, it's the interesting dynamic is it will be the gay and lesbian vote. Because I actually have in my family, well, my kind of an extended family, my aunt, not by marriage, her sister has a life partner. Mm-hmm. And they are so opposed to Obama because he wouldn't say he wouldn't help them 4 years ago. There was nothing about being on the side of gay marriage, and now he's all of a sudden changed because he's looking for this vote, and they are now so opposed to him that they're voting for Romney.
Really?
They feel betrayed that he's trying to just use them as a pawn in this political game.
Well, but they do that. That's the way
George Bush did it.
I don't see Romney doing it, frankly. And again, I'm not on that bandwagon. I want to see him president more than I want to see Obama president, for sure. But I think that Romney is a respectful sort. There's something about him that I sense is fairly respectful. Here's something from out here in California, a bitter congressional race between two House members of the same party turned into a fight. One of them aggressively seized the other one during a debate, yanked him toward his chest, and shouted, "You want to get into this?" This was a confrontation yesterday between Democratic Representative Brad Sherman and Howard Berman. Mm-hmm. This is, what part of L.A. do they represent? I'm not remembering where they are. Do you remember what part?
I'm going to have to look it up. I think Berman's in the Valley, I want to say.
Yeah. Sherman, who's 57, Berman is 71. Sherman is big, Berman is small. The audience was booing at Sherman for being the aggressor. Berman's campaign released a video of the confrontation at Pierce College over in the Valley, General.
Mm-hmm. Woodland Hills,
Yeah. They were pulled into the same district after a voter-approved independent panel redrew California's political boundaries. Gerrymandering.
You should see some of the pictures. He really did get right into his face, these two older gentlemen. Wow.
Yeah. Sherman said in a statement that the debate was not conducted at the highest level. I regret my part in allowing emotions to distract me from the exchange of views. Why is it these campaigns get so personal? What is there about these people and the jobs they're trying to get, the power? What is it that makes these people go off the deep end like this? I mean, why would normal people just don't explode like this under the circumstances?
I don't know what makes him do it. By the way, Brad Sherman is Sherman Oaks, and Howard Berman is...
So they've redrawn those districts, though. Obviously.
Oh, they have. Sherman Oaks just went through the last... I mean, everything's been redistricted. We have been.
Yeah,
San Fernando Valley is all it says for Berman, but...
Right. All right, so anyway, whether it matters or not, I guess, is something that we continue to discuss. Ben Affleck in the news, Hulk Hogan...
Hulkster.
There's a new PETA ad. Mm-hmm. Kristen Stewart, Demi Moore, Nicholas Shea. I don't know if we have time for all these, but people in the news, Jennifer Aniston, Janet Jackson, Tom Hanks. We'll see if we can get to some of these stories quickly with Jennifer in a matter of moments here on Good Day with our take on the news.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Double your options during Macy's Men's Wardrobe Sale with buy one, get one free savings. Dress shirts and ties from Sean John, Tommy Hilfiger, Kenneth Cole Reaction, and more. Buy one, get one free. Designer suits from Lauren, Kenneth Cole New York, and Alfani. Buy one, get one free. Get fall's best looks at buy one, get one free savings right now at Macy's Men's Wardrobe Sale. Free item details in store.
Hey fans, Exergen is inviting you and yours to enjoy the sights and sounds of London, along with the exciting action of NFL football as the Patriots take on the Rams at Wembley Stadium, all in one trip. Exergen presents the London Fantastic Family Adventure, a fabulous trip for four. The Crown Jewels, Buckingham Palace, and the London Shopping Spree will all be part of the adventure. Experience great seats, NFL-sponsored events, and the entire wonder of London. Go to www.exergen.com for details, entry rules, and your opportunity to win.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact, teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exogen.com. Exogen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
It's here, the most wanted fall sale at Old Navy. Half-zip performance fleece is just $12 for adults, $9 for kids, and famous graphic tees just $7.
Hooray!
What more could you possibly want?
I've always wanted a red dress with a built-in jetpack. Thank you!
Now through Sunday, half-zip performance fleece and famous graphic tees are at most wanted prices only at Old Navy's most wanted fall sale. Plus, it's super cash time. It pays to look good. Old Navy, come fun, come all.
Valid October 11th through 14th. See store for details. Jetpacks not included.
Right. Hello, 13.
Did you visit Nebraska in that break?
So Hulk Hogan wants to know who leaked this sex tape.
Mm-hmm.
So who is it?
Forget who leaked it. Why would somebody even take it? And the answer was given
money.
Because, yeah, his friend, maybe ex-friend, Bubba the Love Sponge, says at the end of the tape, you know, if I ever need to retire, here's a little insurance.
Mm-hmm.
But now, Bubba denied the fact that he released the tape. So it looks like there was a leak. An ex-employee of Bubba the Love Sponge is now at the center of the controversy. It looks like he was behind the leak of the sex tape to was it Gawkster, I think, that had it?
Gawker.com. Or Gawkster.com.
I like Gawkster. I'm going to start that website.
Yeah. Apparently, Bubba shared the tape with some of the people who managed to get it to Gawker because he wanted payback.
Mm-hmm.
Hulk was with his wife, but I thought he was with Hulk's wife.
No, I don't think he was with Hulk's wife. He let Hulk, and it looked like it wasn't the first time. They were fairly comfortable with each other, so apparently he let him visit his wife several times. But they're not together anymore. They're divorced. Can't imagine why. It seemed like a perfectly healthy marriage to me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, great. So why is it news that Ben Affleck still talks to Jennifer Lopez, the person that he was with and wanted to marry before he married Jennifer Garner?
Well, you know, people think they had kind of a civil breakup by Hollywood standards. I think Ben Affleck's a pretty decent guy.
Yes.
So he has kept in touch with her. I mean, they were together for quite some time. He said in an interview with the Hollywood Reporter that he still keeps in touch with her, that they don't, they don't have the type of relationship where she relies on him for advice,
mm-hmm.
but they do have a relationship where they send emails back and forth saying, oh, your movie looks great, how you doing, that sort of thing.
Yep.
He says he still likes her and he wishes her nothing but the best. And, you know, that's the kind of guy Ben Affleck seems like.
Right.
He is, you know, just decent, he doesn't seem dramatic.
Wholesome. Right. And put together, he's doing a lot of acting and directing some of the movies that he's
Argo
in.
The one that's today.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I can't wait to see it. It looks good.
All right. So now we have the situation in a shirtless ad for PETA.
Mm-hmm.
What this is about, cats? Why is why the hell would they ask him to do?
Well, I'll tell you, and I'll try to be as classy as possible.
No,
but these two ads are promoting the spaying and neutering of cats.
Mm-hmm.
And the headline is, here's the situation, too much cats, if you get my drift. The slang word for cats can be a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Demi Moore, not happy about Ashton Kutcher with Mila Kunis. Are they divorced? I didn't think they were officially divorced.
I don't think they're officially divorced yet, but obviously it's over. What I think is funny is Demi is in, what is she, in her 50s?
Close to it. Yeah, I would say she's, I think she's 50, 51.
Her quote about their relationship, about Ashton and Mila's relationship, was that she wasn't psyched about them. No, I don't know. 50-year-old, I'm not psyched about Ashton and Mila Kunis. That's interesting.
So there, apparently what's holding up the divorce is they haven't figured out how to split what they have. Who's making more money, Ashton or Demi? I'm guessing it's
I would
Ashton,
imagine Ashton makes more money now.
Yeah. Anyway, he's trying to get the best deal he can, so one said.
Yeah, people call him cheap.
Cheap. You know, hold on to that $700,000 a week. 51 past the hour, Jennifer and Doug on the news.
Help
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Past the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with our focus on technology, trying to make your life better as we wrap up the week, Jennifer. Our reporter Shelley Palmer previews some new products that are coming soon from Microsoft, so we'll cue into that in just a moment here on Good Day.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just get you parts fast. Oh, no. We get you earth-shattering deals on the parts you need. Right now, buy Wagner Thermo Quiet Brake Pads and get a good $20 American Express gift card by mail. When we say earth-shattering deals, we mean it metaphorically. Don't worry, Earth. We got you. Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts. Wait, see store for details.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, after years of mostly minor changes in the way it operates, Microsoft is about to rock the boat big time. Later this month, it's releasing Windows 8, a brand new OS with a pretty steep learning curve. Microsoft is continuing its mobile push with the launch of Microsoft Surface tablets on October 26th, and a new wave of Windows phones will launch early next month. Perhaps the biggest change of all will be in Office 2013, which, for the first time, will be subscription-based software. On Wednesday, it was rumored that Office 2013 would be making its way onto Android and iOS in March, but Microsoft quickly squashed that rumor. I wouldn't be surprised, though, if it turns out to be mostly true, expanding a lucrative subscription-based distribution model of their most prominent software to an established user base numbering in the tens of millions. Well, that just makes good business sense. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read more about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
It's here, the most wanted fall sale at Old Navy. Half Zip Performance fleece is just $12 for adults, $9 for kids, and Famous graphic tees just $7.
Hooray!
What more could you possibly want?
I've always wanted a red dress with a built-in jetpack. Thank you!
Now through Sunday, half Zip Performance Fleece and Famous Graphic Tees are at most wanted prices only at Old Navy's Most Wanted Fall Sale. Plus, it's super cash time. It pays to look good. Old Navy. Come fun, come all.
Valid October 11th through 14th. See store for details. Jetpacks not included.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
It was easy. Okay, so Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden here on the Good Day program. Here's something when it comes to technology that's pretty disturbing. As things go digital, students are gaining access to some pretty sophisticated gadgets at school and at home that has teachers and educators on the lookout for new ways to cheat. From digitally inserting answers into soft drink labels to texting each other test answers and photos of exams, students are finding new ways to get ahead that, you know, if you haven't studied, but you can use technology.
My mom's kids text each other answers all the time.
So how do they do that? Is this another reason not to allow texting or these devices in class?
Here's the dilemma. You go to some school systems and they are replacing books with iPads.
Right.
You go to other school systems and you're not even allowed to bring your phone on campus. In fact, where is it that I heard the other day? There is a business popping up. I think it's like in New York. Where there are trucks, like these food truck type things, which are basically lockers for your phone because you're not allowed to take them on campus. So the kids walk to school or whatever with their phone, go up, pay a dollar,
check it out,
check it in, and then after school the truck comes back and you check it out. You're
great
not
business.
Allowed to take your phone on campus. And the kids obviously want to take or have to take their phone, too, especially if you're in New York City. You want to, you know, have your phone so you can call your parents or whatever. So as they're walking to school, the truck pulls up in front of the school. They pay a dollar, get a ticket. They hold their phone for the day.
Really?
After school, you come back, give them your ticket, get your phone back.
Well, there are a lot of videos that are available on YouTube that lay out step-by-step instructions. There's a three-minute video that shows you how to digitally scan the wrapper of a soft drink bottle, then use photo editing software to erase the nutrition information and replace it with test answers. For God's sakes, with as much time as it takes to study.
Exactly.
I know.
You evil geniuses, just study for that exam.
Is it what legs for you? I mean, it's probably more interesting to do it that way.
It's new Pepsi Cheat.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. They're disturbing health facts in the United States. We are now 60th in life expectancy, 41st in infant mortality. Autism is up from 1 in 10,000 to now 1 in 88. Over 100 million Americans are either diabetic or pre-diabetic. We're the most obese nation in the world. Arthritis and Alzheimer's disease are skyrocketing. Pediatric cancer is up over 10,000%. There is a better way. Don't miss my 90 for Life free lecture Monday, October 15th at Falcon Ridge Middle School at Apple Valley, Minnesota. Or call 877-279-9422. 877-279-9422. With over 30,000 autopsies and billions of research dollars, it is answers to the health issues ailing Americans. My 90 for Life lecture is free and could save your life. Monday, October 15th, Falcon Ridge Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota, or call 877-279-9422. Again, that's 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422.